Good morning. The time is 11:29. I'm Elizabeth Rose.
And I'm Sydney, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025.
In 3 months, the deadline is Halloween. Oregon school districts must submit plans to ban student phone use during the school day, following an executive order by Governor Tina Kotek, says K2. The order also mandates that these policies must be in effect by the first day of school of 2026. There are a number of different solutions being discussed by schools, ranging from keeping away in lockers and backpacks to putting them in calculator caddies or little lockers that the teachers have. And a big one is Yonder pouches. But Hillsboro and Beaverton school districts say they will not be buying Yonder. A Hillsboro school district official told K2 they chose not to use Yonder because they don't have the funds. The pouches are pretty pricey, around $30 per student. And Beaverton said that they plan on having students store their phones in lockers or backpacks for the duration of the school day. PPS, however, is taking a school-by-school approach. Cleveland and Grant High Schools are already using Yonder, and Lincoln and Franklin High Schools have reached out to parents to help fund the purchase of the pouches, which will be tens of thousands of dollars per school.
Wow, it sounds like a lot of money, but we'll have to see. We'll have to check in more about that when the school year comes up.
For sure.
But this local nonprofit and its furry friends are helping close the job gap for people with disabilities. From K2, Guide Dogs for the Blind kicked off their third annual Canines and Career Connections program yesterday at its headquarters in Boring, Oregon. K2 says, quote, the week-long retreat offers seminars for young people who are blind or visually impaired on navigating the job market, helping many learn important skills like building a resume and networking. Guide Dogs for the Blind and the American Printing House run the program together, offering career programming for those who need access to a guide dog in their day-to-day. This is the only group in the nation that offers this kind of programming. APH Connect Center Assistant Director Richard Ruda tells K2, quote, having the training under your belt and having the follow-up services provide to you helps so many blind people that are make them much more confident, independent, and aware of what's going on out there and what's possible in the world.
Wow, that sounds important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can go see Kickstand Comedy in the Park this evening at 6 p.m. You can go down to Laurelhurst Park to watch some free comedy. They suggest you grab a blanket and pack a picnic and join them. Portland Parks and Rec has free lunch and play at a ton of Portland parks today. They'll have free lunch, crafts, and games. And Montevilla, Ventura, Raymond, and Irving Park will have arts in the park from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. At 11:30 a.m. through 1 p.m., Portland Parks and Rec's environmental education team's Traveling Nature Museum will be at Peninsula Park. They'll have a table with rocks, bugs, animal pelts, science games, sensory activities, and more, which sounds super fun. Everyone is welcome to come by, see, play with, and touch the display. The Portland Opera will be bringing Park Lane Park free music from 11:30 to 1 p.m. 11 a.m. through 1 p.m. Gateway Discovery Park will be hosting DJ Time with DJ George, where you can enjoy family-friendly music while you play in the plaza and, if it's hot enough, the splash pad. At 6:30 p.m., Woodlawn Park will be hosting Conjunto Alegre with a free salsa, merengue, bachata, and cha-cha-cha concert. And at 7:30 p.m., McCoy Park will be playing Mufasa, the Lion King. And that's in English with Spanish subtitles, but I've also heard they have free popcorn.
Sounds like a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah.
I'm wishing DJ George the best of luck on his set. You know, I hope it's the one from the 1975. That'd be fine. He just got married to Charlie XCX, so that's really nice. But Portland's Pickathon Music Festival launched yesterday and continues today in Happy Valley. Organizers transform a farm into a forest of tents, music, and local food to fill the air. The festival continues to grow and attract new fans. Oregon Live reports there was many food options from Portland favorites like 808 and Salt and Straw opening yesterday. The festival is very Portland and prioritizes sustainability, community, and entertainment. The festival aims at being as sustainable as possible, so there are no single-use plastics. This means you'll want to bring a reusable plate and a cup or purchase one there. This year's festival will be headlined by Portland band Portugal the Man, who will take stage on Saturday at 10 p.m.
Wow, that sounds cool. This has been Summer Sound News on KVPS. I'm Elizabeth Rose.
And I'm Sydney. We'll be back with your weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon presents Your Career, Your Choice. Want to have a good career but not sure college is for you? Try an apprenticeship. Apprenticeships offer training that combine on-the-job learning and classroom courses. Apprentices usually begin at half the wage of those who are certified in the occupation, but apprentices receive pay increases as they learn to perform more complex tasks. Apprenticeships are usually found in the trade occupations such as electrician, heavy-duty mechanic, or painters, but jobs such as drafters, film and video technicians, and law enforcement may also use apprenticeships. When you've completed your apprenticeship, you increase your chances of finding a well-paying job and may become a supervisor or go into business for yourself. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, this is so great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
I think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is partly sunny with a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with an overnight low of 60 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 83 degrees. Right now, it's clear and 68 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear and 72 degrees in Hillsborough. And currently, it is clear and 66 degrees in the Rose City.
There have also been reports from Vancouver and Portland that there are areas of smoke. So if you are interested in knowing if your area is also being affected by smoke, if you can't smell it, or if you're asthmatic, stay inside and then look up NOAA, N-O-A-A, that is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. You can go to forecast.weather.gov to see if your area is being affected. So we actually do have a winner. We have our winner for today, My Three Songs. Congrats to KBPS listener Sean. Sean was the first to call in with a correct answer. Let's hear what the win was.
Yeah, hi. My name's Sean Brown, and the theme is Friday. Thanks, bye.
That's awesome. You won. Congrats, Sean. So congrats. Yes, today's theme for My Three Songs was Friday. Sean's win is a cool KBPS 100th anniversary t-shirt and bumper sticker. We will get those mailed out to you today, Sean. Also, a shout out to KBPS listener John. John also called in with the correct answer. We will play My Three Songs again next Friday for your chance to win on KBPS. Jude, what do you have to say to Sean for winning?
Nice win.
What is this next song we have queued up?
Can't Slow Down by Almost Monday.
What up, guys? This is Almost Monday, and you're listening to our song Can't Slow Down on KBPS Portland.